Now, from the Olympics, news that has nothing to do with Michael Phelps, the Dream Team, or doping. Last night, a 19-year-old American made history in the sport of fencing. NPR's Tom Goldman has her story.
Albertson Van Zepost meet Mariel Zagunas. They are separated by 100 years, but now connected by a special achievement. They're the only Americans to win fencing gold medals. Van Zepost in 1904, Zagunas last night.
Anga. Hey, Ale.
In the instant it took Zagunas to lunge toward China's Shui Tan, touch Tan with her saber, and secure the winning point, the little-noticed sport of fencing provided a prime-time Olympic moment. Zagunas' teammates surrounded her and flung her into the air in the traditional fencing celebration. But that's the only part Albertson Van Zepost might have recognized. It's safe to say Van Zepost didn't celebrate his victory with thumping music playing in the background, and he probably didn't express himself quite like Zagunas did afterwards.
I guess, I mean, it's awesome. It's really cool. I'm going to go down the book, so that's pretty cool.
Mariel Zagunas won the first ever Olympic competition in the women's saber event. The main difference between saber and the other fencing events, foil and épée, is that in those two, competitors can only score using the points of their weapons. In saber, you can use the edge of the blade as well, similar to a slashing cavalry rider on which saber is based. Saber requires agility, balance, the ability to attack and change directions quickly. But it's also like a chess match, trying to predict an opponent's moves and then outthink them. Zagunas says that's what she did particularly well.
At this level, we're all pretty much on the same level physically. We're all in peak physical condition. So when it came down to it, it was really all about who could play the mental game the best.
Ironically, Zagunas' teammate, world number one ranked Sada Jacobson, was expected to play the best, but Jacobson lost in the semifinals.
I just felt completely devastated, and I didn't know how I was going to recover enough even to fence in the next match. But my coach sat down and he kind of drilled into me the fact that bronze is still a medal, and it's still important to go for that even when, you know, it's not the medal you wanted.
Jacobson won the bronze. For Zagunas, the mere chance to win gold almost didn't happen. Originally, her world ranking wasn't high enough to qualify her for the Olympics. She got in only after an athlete from Nigeria dropped out, opening up a spot. Last night, Mariel Zagunas made the absolute most of that opportunity. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.